This is Brian Hansen for KCAW, and it's time for our weekly program on high school sports and activities in Sitka. Today we welcome Bill Patrick, coach, and Jaron Sumuong, wrestler for the Sitka High School wrestling team. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, Brian. Good morning,
coach. Let's turn to you first, Coach. Coach Bill, how long have you been with the program, and what's your current status with the program?
Oh, I've been with the high school program for probably 5 or 6 years, and down to the lower levels, and coached middle school probably for about, 13 years or so.
Okay, outside of being a coach, what do you do that's not as fun as coaching?
I can't think of anything I do more fun than coaching.
How about making a living is what I was headed for.
I do a little bit of everything, commercial fish, and I have a construction company, and just keep busy in general.
All right. Well, the wrestling season started when now?
It started about a month ago. We started preseason, and then it started a couple weeks ago officially.
Okay. And how many kids you got out for the program this year?
We got like 14 kids out right now in the program that's wrestling.
Right. Is that a little down from years in the past, or what's the deal on that?
It is. We're low on numbers up in the upper class. We have a strong, young freshman team with good numbers, but it is a little bit slow.
Okay, and talk about some of your outstanding performers on the team a little bit, please.
Well, we got Sumuong, of course. Harry's a good athlete and a really good wrestler. And Kurt Bartlett, freshman, little guy, 98-pounder, but he's a hard worker and, you know, he's really technical. We got Caleb Suarez, good wrestler, good solid fundamental, freshman, undefeated this year at 120. We have Josh G, I call him. He's from up north, came down from West Valley, used to live in Sitka, and he's a freshman up at 182 now, probably going to wrestle at 170 at 170. He's got talent and looks good. Josh Young, I believe he's a junior. He's been wrestling for quite a while, and he's a solid wrestler. And I think that's probably our top guys right now. I could be.
All right. And you've had a meet, you say, you've already been to this year, and where was that at, and how'd you do?
Oh, we did pretty good. We went to Petersburg there, and it was a good meet. Their hospitality was wonderful, and we did well. All our freshmen won matches. We had two freshmen in that meet that were undefeated. Sumuong won his weight class, wrestled up at 152, and won that match. And overall, it was a really good showing for such a young team.
What do you have coming up next, Coach?
We have ACS coming up this weekend, which will really show where we stand at the state level.
And that's Anchorage Christian School up in Anchorage, where it's the big tournament or pre-regional and state tournament of the year, isn't it, for your group?
Yes, exactly right. It's a pre-state tournament. It's actually tougher than a state tournament, being that every team can enter two, and so you get that wild card upset factor, and all the top guys will be there, and it should be a good tough tournament. It's good.
Right. Let's turn over to Jaron Sumuong. I know he's a senior because he's been in front of the mic before, multi-sport athlete at Sitka High School. Good to have you here again, Jaron.
Thank you.
Hey, what weight class are you at this year?
145.
145. And then last year you wrestled when? What weight class?
138 last year.
All right. So feel like your muscle mass has increased a little bit this year. Is that what's going on?
Yeah. I've been working out, and I feel healthy at 145 too.
So. Right. So how many matches have you had this year so far?
Four, I believe.
And you've won all of them?
Yep.
So I'm interested to know, I know you've been successful in the past. Last year you were, give us a little rundown of where you finished last year as a junior.
Last year I won regions and I went up to state and took second last year.
Right. And so tell me about your goals this year. They must be pretty high.
Yeah, definitely high. I won ultimately a state title.
Right. Well, it's your last chance, and from what I'm hearing and what I've seen, you should have a good chance. Any Southeast competitors that are in the back of your mind here, or talk about the competition you're going to have to go through to win a state title this year?
In Southeast, I've wrestled three guys in my weight class, and I haven't had any real competition yet, but I haven't wrestled. I've only wrestled one tournament. And then when I go up to state this weekend, I'll see who's there and what I'll have to do to win.
Do you have a wrestling mate that's your close to your weight class in the practices that you, or is that tough to come by at this point?
This year it's not. I don't have a lot of people in my weight class. I wrestle Josh, our freshman, that's 182. And then I'll wrestle with Bill a little bit, and then our coach last year, Aaron Routon, he comes in and I'll wrestle him.
Right. That's always a good thing to have a little inner competition in the practices and the like, don't you think, Coach?
Oh, yeah, I do. But Sumwan's willing to wrestle up at 180 and, you know, wrestle the freshman Josh, which is much bigger, and it gives him some work. And I let him beat on me a little bit, too, and that I think that helps. And he keeps busy, so we're making it work.
Yeah, Jaron, I know we had you in here for the football program. You're the quarterback and for the team there. And how's the body holding out, I'm wondering, at this time?
I have no major injuries. I have bumps and bruises everywhere. My knees are sore. My ankles are sore, but nothing too major.
Right. So when do you leave for this ACS tournament?
Thursday night.
And when do regionals happen, Coach?
Regionals happen here in Sitka. I believe it's the weekend of December 7th, I believe, here at Edgecombe. It will be really good.
Oh, we'll be really looking forward to that. I'll make sure we have you in here and promote it a little bit and get you to talk about the team and get the fans out there to watch the kids. The wrestling program is a lot of fun to watch out here. Will it be just 3A or will it be 4A here at the regional tournament?
It'll be a 3A tournament here. 4A starts later, and their season's a little bit later. But, yeah, it'll be the 3A tournament here in Sitka.
Great. Well, we've run out of time, but I really want to appreciate Bill Patrick, coach of the Sitka High wrestling team, and senior Jaron Sumawong for coming up. We'd like to wish you good luck for the rest of the season. This has been Brian Hansen for KCAW, bringing you a weekly look at high school sports and activities. Until next time, keep the body and mind active and support high school sports and activities.